Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver died yesterday at the age of 71. Joining us right now to talk about her life and her political career is WHYY South Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns. Kenneth, welcome to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
Oliver passed away due to an undisclosed medical issue, but had been dealing with personal health issues for some time. Have you heard anything more about this medical issue?
Nothing new in terms of what she was diagnosed with or her health issue. It remains undisclosed at this time. And as you alluded to, she has had issues off and on in recent memory.
And you really haven't seen her much lately, right?
That's correct. In fact, she was acting governor, at least until Monday morning when they took her to the hospital in North Jersey. And suffice to say, the condition must have been bad enough where she couldn't execute the duties of that office. So those duties have transferred and now rest with Senate President Nick Scutari.
Yeah. One of the things I found interesting is that Oliver was only the second ever lieutenant governor of New Jersey. What were some of her accomplishments since she took over that position in 2018?
Right. And let's provide a little bit of context. Having a lieutenant governor in the Garden State is fairly new. It's a mechanism of the last 20 years. The state constitution was actually amended in 2006 to accommodate what will happen. Keep that in mind as we talk about this. As such, she was assigned whatever Governor Murphy gave her to, Governor Phil Murphy. And in her capacity as lieutenant governor, she ran the Department of Community Affairs. That's the agency that helps determine how state government helps the municipalities, more than 500 in New Jersey. And more notably, she oversaw the state takeover of Atlantic City's municipal government. So she had a hand there, and then she stepped in as acting governor. I remember a couple of years ago, she signed a bill in Trenton that would provide some money to help reform juvenile justice in the state.
Mm. Wow. And so she did quite a bit as lieutenant governor. And before that, she became well known in the assembly after becoming speaker. She was the first Black woman to do that. She also made history when she was elected lieutenant governor, as you mentioned. Here she is in her victory speech after winning that election.
I hope somewhere in this great state of New Jersey, a young girl of color is watching tonight and realizing that she does not have a limit to how high she can go.
Wow, powerful words right there. Did people perceive Lieutenant Governor Oliver as a trailblazer in New Jersey, Kenny?
Absolutely, and in fact, I mean, hearing that now even gives me chills to this day. So let's walk through this. Second female lieutenant governor overall. The first one was Kim Godana under Governor Chris Christie. Just the second woman ever to serve as assembly speaker. The first one was in 1965.
Wow.
And the second Black lawmaker after Howard Woodson in 1974 to hold that job. And then on top of that, just the second Black woman to lead a state legislative chamber in the country after Karen Bass in California. She's currently mayor of Los Angeles. And even before that, she was active, particularly in Essex County politics. She lived in East Orange for a long time, almost became mayor, but lost by 51 votes.
Mm.
And even before she became assembly speaker, she was already a veteran of the assembly, first elected in 2003.
So what happens next?
As I alluded to, this is new territory. So Governor Murphy has 45 days to pick a successor, and it could come from anywhere. It could be a commissioner already in his administration. It can be someone in the legislature. And keep in mind, the legislature is up for reelection, both the assembly and the Senate. So any one of the legislators could be picked. But either way, the governor has to pick one in 45 days to finish the remaining term of the late Sheila Oliver.
Yeah. Have you heard any reaction from folks on this?
From both sides of the aisle, I'll give you a taste. Governor Chris Christie posted this on social media. He called it a sad day for New Jersey and for him personally, and called her a great partner. His predecessor, Governor Murphy, who often referred to Oliver as a partner in government, said the same thing. And he also alluded to how much of a trailblazer he or she is. And then Trenton Mayor Reed Gussiora, who was an assemblyman for a long time before leading the capital city, they were best mates in the assembly. And all of them said she was genuine, she was passionate, and that she worked across the aisle. And this cannot be overstated enough, a trailblazer in the state of New Jersey.
And as we get ready to wrap up, I just want to quickly say, she didn't always get along with Governor Chris Christie, but he had a lot of positive things to say.
Yes. In fact, you'll find this dynamic. One of the key examples of that was the pension reform, aka Chapter 78, which required public workers to contribute more to the public worker pension system. She crossed the aisle along with Steve Sweeney, the former state Senate president, to pass that bill. Cost her politically, but she still wound up criticizing them.
Yeah, well, that trailblazer indeed. That's Kenneth Burns, South Jersey reporter for WHYY. Thanks so much for joining us, Kenny, on Studio 2.
Thank you for having me.